on Garvey's foot.
You hit her too hard.
What are you doing?
I have to call the police.
You crazy!
George here claims that she saw a girl's body on the den floor.
A body?
Listen, I don't care what you think about me, but I've never threw a game.
Nancy, what is it?
It's important. The whole game might depend on it.
Stand by four. Why not just a little bit three?
Solid Gold Kicker.
Ladies and gentlemen, all of you absorbed by this epic struggle will have to agree that Overton State's gridiron stalwarts were taken much too lightly in today's game for no apparent rhyme or cogent reason. Underrated, underestimated, and now, as so often during this past season, within striking distance of pulling off another major upset.
State, the David of the football world, unsung, unheralded, virtually unknown before the season began, and now here they are, nationally ranked, and with the game almost over, behind by only 1.7-6.
Now, at this critical moment, they're in range of Chip Garvey's toe, which instrument was instrumental in winning three of the last four games with an incredible field goal percentage, 8 out of his last 8 drives, two of which he performed in heroic fashion in this contest and placed the vital 6 points on the scoreboard. Will Garvey be able to get the ball over those last few yards of turf?
All right, take 6. Evan, you're going to have the ball. Why not just a little bit on 3 and take 3?
Camera 2, give me a shot of the kicker, number 92, red, Chip Garvey. Camera 1, widen to a crowd shot.
Need camera 2 to slow motion machine A. 1, give me a 57 defense. He's a linebacker. Feed 1 to slow motion B. Why not just a little bit 3? Video help 3.
Oh, man, I don't believe it. You're fantastic.
Why do you think I invited you in here? I had to impress you somehow. Did he call timeout? All right, 4, 5, and 6 crowd shots.
Take 6. Tight on the girl, Sal. Stand by 4.
Take 5.
5? 5's got just a guy on it.
4's just got a girl on it.
Pretty girls are more interesting than guys.
Only to chauvinists.
Put 4 on the line. Mike, squeeze into a headshot.
Camera 4, widen out to the play.
Put 3 back up. All right, stand by now.
All right. Chip Garvey is waiting. The center is over the ball. And once more, an entire game of men and muscle and equipment all comes down to one thing. The furthest extremity on Chip Garvey's body is toe. 7-6. Seconds to go. The ball is snapped. The toe connects. And it's good, ladies and gentlemen. The kick is good. Incredibly.
Wow, Chip was really hit.
Three field goal tries. 9 points. State wins the game 9-7.
What a climax. And let's look at that great moment once again by way of replay.
All right, let's replay that, Merritt. Put it on the line, Johnny. And roll it, Merritt. Gently. Merritt, what we want is to see him get the ball off and then get hit. That's it. That's the right speed. Johnny, stand by to mat the final score.
But he's up on his feet, shaken, triumphant. As again, he leads
Matt the final score.
Notorious 9-7.
Boy, is he going to have a headache.
Sets up the confrontation next Saturday between State and Newton, both undefeated. The winner of that game to play in the ball game. Our play-by-play for today's game was...
Thank you.
George is really a great dancer, isn't she?
The younger generation's pretty good.
Oh, compared to the older generation like you?
Well, you can laugh, but I was playing pro ball before you graduated high school.
I believe it. You must really like college ball to come this far for a game.
Well, Ben asked me to help out Chip with some pro owners I know. You see, I'm here scouting. In the right hands, I think that boy's got a great future.
Oh, yeah? She really gets into it.
Yeah, it's not too bad. A lot of talent, right?
What's the matter?
Nothing, I guess. Kind of woozy there for a second. Like, everything kind of went black on me. Funny buzzing in my ears.
Well, come on. Why don't you sit down?
No, it's okay. It'll clear up.
How would you like a career in television?
Cool off, I'm busy.
Well, you're really a flake, aren't you?
What?
First you invite me down from Boston, and now you make like I'm not alive. Well, I'm not gonna let you push me around like some football.
Well, cut it out, will ya?
And what's that supposed to be? Another threat?
Look, I don't know what you're talking about.
Who is that?
I don't know. I just met her here at the party.
I recognize her from someplace.
Come on, Paul, you're making a scene nobody needs.
When are you going to let him be a big boy and take care of his own problems?
All right, come on!
Chip, how could you do this to me? After all you promised. After all we meant to each other.
Come on, come on.
Boy, I just can't get that fight out of my head.
Neither can I. Just doesn't seem like the Chip we know.
The Chip we thought we knew, you mean. You know about those quiet ones. No talk, all action.
Are you speaking from experience?
No. I can dream, can't I?
Where'd you know Paula from, anyway?
Oh, I've seen her on TV. She's one of those girls that are always flashing on the screen during the games.
Oh, no.
Well, it's not that bad.
No, not her. Me. I forgot my purse.
Well, I'll go back to Ben's with you.
It's pretty late. I'll go back. It'll be okay.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. See you later.
How much did you give him?
Just to knock him out for a few minutes, that's all. He'll come around when we want him to. You, madame, were terrific. What a performance.
That was the hard part, in front of all those people. Do you think I convinced them?
Scared the socks off of me.
Well, he's the one we've got to convince. I'm afraid he's just not going to buy it, Ben.
He'll buy it. Don't worry about it. I know him like my own brother. He'll be a little scared, confused, frightened, but, well, I'll just keep him that way. What's the matter?
How's he going to come out of this?
He'll do just fine. Look, we got to go through with this. It's the only chance I've got. If you think this is playing rough, let me tell you what happens if I don't pull this off.
Chip, wake up. What happened? Huh? What happened?
I don't know. I'm buzzing in my ears, in my head. Through.
What happened to Paula?
Paula? What do you...
You hit her. I mean, you must have hit her.
What?
All right, look at her. Look at her.
I don't remember, Ben. I don't remember.
All right, all right.
Oh, it's donate. All right, all right. I couldn't have done that, Ben.
Don't you remember? Huh? You were arguing with her, and there was a crash. Then you must have passed out.
Okay. I don't remember,
all right,
Ben.
All
I
right. Can't all right. She was shouting. She's screaming like someone crazy. I'm sure it was self-defense.
But I can't believe. I mean, my head. I can't think clear.
Were you drinking a lot at the party?
I never touch.
Okay, maybe it was the tackle you got during the game, huh?
What are you doing? What are you doing? I have to call the police.
Are you crazy? Chip!
It was an accident.
Fine, it was an accident, but who's going to believe you? Especially after the scene you had at the party with her.
I don't know what got into her. I mean, we weren't that close.
Fine. But how are you going to prove that? Chip! Don't you see? You got nothing to gain and everything to lose. You got a scholarship. You got three brothers and a mother to help support. I mean, how much more weight do you want to carry on your shoulders? And worse yet, every pro scout in the country is going to be at that game next week. Now, you think you stand a chance at all to play in that game until you're proven innocent? Huh? It might take weeks, months. Never.
I don't feel very good, Ben.
All right.
I don't know what to do, Ben.
First of all, get out of here. Now, come on.
What about her, Ben?
Come on. I'll take care of her. Just leave everything to me, huh? Sit down.
I don't want you to take the blame, Ben.
Chip! Come on. There's not going to be any blame. Not on me or anyone else. Just trust me. Now, the important thing is that you're free and clear. You worked too hard and too long to go down the tube because of some girl you barely even know got drunk and flipped out at a party. Chip, don't blow everything on something that wasn't even your fault. Come on. It's not fair on you or anyone else. Come on.
How are you handled, Ben?
Just don't worry about it, huh?
Ben, I'm not sure it's the right thing to do.
Chip, come on! There's no other way. Remember, you don't have anything to feel guilty about because you didn't do anything wrong. Okay? Go ahead. Go on.
George, you said on the phone this was urgent, but this is ridiculous. You gotta slow down. We're gonna get stopped by the sheriff.
No, he's meeting us. At least, Deputy Foley is.
He is? Where?
Ben's house.
Why?
Oh, Nancy!
What happened?
Nancy!
I'll start and you just interrupt, okay? George, what happened? Oh, Nancy!
That girl who got in the fight with, Chip. Paula Clark. I went over there, she was lying on the floor. She wasn't moving.
What'd you do?
I ran, and the first phone booth I saw, I called June Foley.
She could have been hurt badly.
Now, exactly what did you see, George?
Deputy Foley.
Now, cut that out. I had enough of that on the phone.
She saw a girl lying on the floor. She wasn't moving. George
all right,
thinks
all
she
right.
was.
Are you sure?
Of course she's sure. Look at her. She's still in a state of shock.
She looks the same as always to me.
Foley, Nancy, George, come on in.
What's this all about?
What, seems to be wrong?
Ben, I'm sorry to bother you so late, but George here claims that she saw a girl's body on the den floor.
A body?
I'm sorry, Ben.
George, you must have really gotten zonked at the party.
It's not funny. I didn't have anything to drink, and what I saw was after the party in the den.
After the party? After the party, I went directly to bed. Come on, Foley, this is ridiculous. There's no one here but me.
Ben, if you think I don't believe you, you're wrong. But I gotta follow through on all complaints, even if it means I gotta wake up Judge Cochran. You know what I mean?
For a search warrant? Don't be silly. I know you have to do your duty, Foley. I just wish it wasn't in the middle of the night. Go ahead. Search to your heart's desire.
Everything looks in order to me. What are you looking for?
George said you saw pieces of smashed crystal around the girl's head. From a vase, you think.
It's gotta be around here. This is exactly where it happened.
Well, that gives George 100% for consistency. Number one, I've never owned a crystal vase. And number two, there never was a body.
Well, I guess we've bothered you enough for one night, Ben.
No problem.
Come on, girls, let's go.
Ben, could I see your vacuum cleaner?
Vacuum cleaner? What for?
Nancy, you don't have to apologize by cleaning up the place. The maid will handle that in the morning.
Look it. Maybe you and Foley don't believe George, but I do. If she says she saw a girl lying on that floor with broken glass around her head, she saw a girl lying on the floor with broken glass around her head.
Ah, I gotcha. And then somebody vacuumed up the pieces, right?
Right.
Wrong.
It's empty.
Now, why don't we take Foley's advice and get ourselves some sleep.
Sorry again, Ben.
Wait a minute. Don't you have floodlights outside?
Yes. It lights up the place like Times Square.
Yeah, I read once you can find out all about a person just by what they leave in their trash can.
I don't think I'm that interested in Ben.
Well, I haven't seen anything out of the way. And just what are you two pack rats looking for?
A vacuum cleaner bag.
Filled with those pieces of crystal George claims to have seen?
She saw them, Foley.
Look, we've done just about all we can for one night. So as soon as you clean up this mess, I suggest you give up this snipe hunt and head on home before I get a missing persons call.
Well, maybe he's right. Maybe we should just give up.
We can't, George. We're the only ones who believe that a crime took place here tonight. If we stop investigating, the criminals could get away. George?
Yeah?
Why is Ben's car warm?
The obvious, Nancy. It's been driven.
Ben said that he went to bed right after the party.
Oh, what do you figure?
The obvious. Ben lied. Let's go.
George, everything else around here is residential. This is the most logical place to get rid of the evidence.
Nancy, this is getting to be a whole number with you and all this garbage all the time. I don't want to know about Henry that much.
Think about it, George. There was not a sliver of glass on that rug. They got rid of it fast. This place is only 5 minutes from there.
I don't see anything in these. Watch out.
Just think it. Could you hand me one of those things? Those
what? Yeah, yeah, here. Thanks. You really getting into that?
Well,
Nancy, the body could be in here.
Oh, George.
Loaded with broken crystal.
Hey,
well, now what's wrong?
What
you said before is right.
What did I say?
Well, if they dumped the glass here, why not the body?
Put us down!
Down!
Oh,
trying to get a hold of you all day.
Well, the flights to Boston were grounded last night.
I just got in. What's the problem?
The deputy sheriff was here last night looking for Paula's body.
How do you know about it?
One of the girls in the party came back and spotted it in the den and called him.
I'm sure they didn't find a body, so that takes care of that.
Nancy Drew is involved.
So what?
She's a part-time investigator with the instincts of a bulldog. I don't think she'll let go.
Ben, we might have to do something about her.
It's like a nightmare. How can she be dead? Oh, I can't believe it. What about her family?
There weren't any. She didn't have much of anything.
I feel awful. She was so young.
Only in years, Chip. Only in years. Look, you insisted on coming and seeing this for yourself. All right, you did. It's over.
Ah, you're wrong. I'll never get over it. What's he doing here?
I couldn't handle it by myself, but don't worry. Pete's one of my oldest friends. He helped me out.
It's a dirty shame what happened to you, Chip. I'm sorry, but it's inevitable, I suppose.
What do you mean, inevitable?
Well, let's face it. Paula was wacko.
We're both grateful you helped us out, Pete.
Hey, forget it. I love football and the people in it. I wasn't about to sit around and watch a coming star go down the drain for something that wasn't even his fault.
And everything else is all right?
Yeah, I did what I could. At least I got them to compromise.
Compromise? What happened? Will you tell me what's going on?
Well, you see, Chip, all this took a little more muscle than I've got.
You mean there are others that know about this?
Yeah, but they won't run to the cops. That's the important thing, Chip.
That's important anyway.
But they do want a favor in return.
How much?
$500,000.
Oh, that's crazy. Where do they expect me to get that kind of money?
On Saturday's game.
I'm going to the police.
Like I should have in the first place.
This thing will never stop snowballing.
I suppose that's one way you can handle it.
You know, what happens once you do that, don't you, Chip?
Yeah. We get this thing straightened out once and for all. Even if it means I go to jail for a while. I won't implicate any of you. I'll take the whole rap.
Yeah. But what about the mortuary? We made a few payoffs. When the police start digging, my friends might get hurt. They won't like that.
Look, I can't help that. We were wrong. All of us. If I'd been thinking clearly, it wouldn't have happened.
All right, Chip, but it did happen. Look, I don't think you know what these people are like. I mean, they're willing to play rough.
Look, I got myself into this mess by not telling the truth in the first place. If that means they're gonna rough me up, well, I guess I have it coming. But I'm not throwing a game on top of this.
All right, let's say we all have it coming. But what about your younger brothers and the rest of your family?
Ah, come on, they wouldn't hurt them.
You do have a lot to learn.
You're in with them, aren't you?
Chip, you can't beat them. Join them.
Come on, come on, all right, come on, come on.
Look, I know what you're feeling.
Huh? All right.
If you want to take a smack at me, go ahead. If it'll make you feel any better. But it's not going to change a thing. My friends are going to bet a wad on that game. And if they don't win, then your family loses.
Chip, look at it this way. What if the game doesn't even depend on you? I mean, it could happen. The game could bust wide open where a field goal or an extra point will make a bit of difference. Huh?
I must admit, Foley, that on occasion, Nancy's enthusiasm does get the better of her.
Well, it certainly does, sir.
Hi, Officer Foley. Dad, you wanted to see me.
Yeah, I did, Nance. Foley's been telling me about your little escapade last night. A snipe hunt, he calls it.
Snipe hunt? Look, George saw a body lying on Ben Halstead's den floor. When the sheriff checks out Paula Clark, I think you'll know that, too.
No need to wait for the sheriff. I did a little checking myself.
Well, great. What'd you find out?
Only one thing. There is no girl called Paula Clark.
Well, there has to be. I met her at Ben's. We all did.
Ben told me that. Neither Ben nor anybody else knows much about her.
He could be lying again.
Nancy, that's a pretty serious charge to level against Ben.
Well, it proved he was lying when I found those glass crystals.
It proved that somebody broke a crystal vase and hid it behind the market. There's still no proof that it was in Ben's house.
Well, I bet there will be proof when Dr. Hall finishes those tests. And besides, I found strands of carpet on that glass. Those can be checked out, too, and I bet they're from Ben's house also.
Nancy, I suggest we kind of take a breather until the results of them tests are known.
Well, the criminal could be getting away.
Nancy, I'm in charge here. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
You, Louise? Back so soon? I won't be much longer with you. Who are you? What do you want?
Doctor.
No, I'm all right. He wasn't out to hurt me. He only wanted the evidence.
Well, it looks like he got it. So Chip's gone to Boston with Ben. I see. Is there anywhere I can get in touch with him? Oh, thanks, Mrs. Garvey.
One thing to be sure, there's not a sliver of evidence.
I don't see that it matters if there were. I mean, Doc Hall had a lot of time to look at the glass, and there was no evidence of blood protein or hemoglobin, no red cell debris, not even hair fibers or epithelial tissue.
What does it all mean?
That particular vase didn't hit anybody, on the head or anywhere else.
They couldn't have wiped the crystals clean?
Not enough to hide from the microscope.
I just don't understand. If there was nothing to find out from that broken vase, why would someone go to all the trouble of getting rid of it and then taking the chance of stealing it again?
It's a good question, George. I do believe my daughter thinks she has the answer.
They knew Dr. Hall wouldn't find anything on the crystals, so they had to steal it back before he didn't.
What'd she say?
I'm still working on it. Where are you off to?
I've got to put all these loose pieces together.
What pieces?
All the new evidence.
What evidence? Nothing's been found.
Exactly.
Still working on what she said before.
Dad, I'm going to be going out of town, so don't wait up.
Well, wait, do you mind telling me where you're going?
Boston! I'm sorry to bother you like
this. No bother. How'd you locate me?
I was looking for Chip. He was staying here.
Well, he already left the hotel.
Yeah, I know. And I happened to notice you were registered here, too.
Happened to?
Pete, I need help.
Hey, anything I can do, you got it.
I don't know where to begin. It's about Ben.
Well, maybe I can give you a hand. Is it Paula? Ben told me about George's wild allegations.
I don't think they're so wild. Or that they're allegations. Pete, when you led Paula away from the party after her argument with Chip, did she leave the party right away?
As far as I know, she did. I walked her out to her car, and that's the last I saw of her.
Did you stay till the end of the party?
Yeah. I stayed until after Chip left. Then I was the last one to go.
So there was nobody there with Ben?
No. I'm sure not.
Go ahead. I have a plane to catch. Thanks.
Bye. Yeah.
You sound low. You want me to come by and cheer you up?
Sure. A little sympathy never hurt anyone.
We'll get your door open. I'm 2 rooms away.
Is everything still all right?
Nancy Drew came into town and asked a lot of questions.
Did you have the answers?
It's been a bone-cracking game so far. The team's as evenly matched as any I've seen this entire season. Scholes, with only minutes until halftime, it's State's ball at midfield. Jeffries takes the handoff. He fades deep downfield to Mitchell. What a catch! He goes open!
Game.
Nancy, what I went through to get these tickets. I mean, they're the 50-yard line.
I know, George. I'm really sorry, but I just think it's important we stay on this case.
I know.
To kick the
camera
extra
five, cover
point.
The extra point, Johnny.
The ball is snapped. It's up. No good. No good.
Your father works Saturdays, too?
No. You remember Skipper, don't you?
Oh, boy, do I. I'm not really in the mood to listen to old sea stories, though. Nancy? You know, we've been rushing around like crazy ever since you got back from Boston. Still don't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
But we're on the right track, George.
But the question is to what?
To proving Paula's still alive.
Now, wait a minute. I thought we were trying to prove she was dead. Well, then what do I think I saw?
That was before Dr. Hall. Ever since I found out there wasn't anything on those glass crystals, I've been suspicious.
What did I see at Ben's?
I think that was a planned scene. To make somebody believe that Paula was killed.
For me?
No. For Chip.
That's why we went back to Ben's house.
That's why nobody was there. He sent them away.
Why would someone play a trick like that on Chip?
Blackmail is the only thing I can think of.
But he hasn't any money. What would anyone have to gain from it? The football game? Oh, gamblers!
That's what it adds up to.
How did Chip think he killed Paul if he really didn't?
That's what we're here for.
The snap comes from center. Harrison hands off to Buell. It's the center of the line. He's in there! Touchdown for Newton! Harrison below. Bradley to kick. The kick is up. It's good. Newton takes the lead 7-6. From the 23 of Newton, Jeffries brings them out. He
Skipper?
Throws. Mitchell.
How about some of that hardtack and rum?
Well, I'll be blown off course by a Northwester if it isn't little Nancy. Oh, I was just cleaning up your father's
Avast,
office.
Mate, you don't have to apologize about anything to me.
And this is soda pop, you know.
Dad keeps it stocked just for you. How are you, Skipper?
Oh, good as ever. And I miss you and the other kids that used to hang around here.
I never forget all those stories you told us. I even remember the places. Singapore, Hong Kong, Bangkok, Manila.
Oh, I'll never forget that one.
Oh, I remember you telling me a story about how you and some of your shipmates went ashore and you ended up by wrecking up some bar.
Oh, I had a headache for a week afterward.
Tell me about that again, would you?
Well, it really started out in Bangkok, and then we went...
What about the part about Manila? You know, when you passed out?
Passed out? Knocked out's more like it. Why would you want to know that story for?
Well, the part about the Mickey.
What Mickey?
The knockout drops they slipped you.
Now, what would you want to know about that for?
Do they make you feel woozy? Everything goes dark, and there's kind of a strange buzzing in your ears?
Strange buzzing, no. It's more like a sail ripping apart in a typhoon. It screams through your ears.
Tell me everything you know about them. It's very important.
It's set on camera 6. The kicking team's coming in. Camera 4, you stay tight on number 92, Red, the kicker.
That's it, camera 4. Stay right with him.
So the stage is set. One more time for Chip Garvey. The run by Phillip has put the ball on the 18-yard line with time left for only one more play before the halftime whistle. And As has been the case so often this past season, it all rests on Garvey's foot. A successful try.
Thanks.
Into the half with a 9-7 lead.
You sure you don't have nothing to do with that Mickey I told you about?
Only good things, Skipper. Only good things. Thanks.
There's the snap. Garvey's kick. Off to the left. No good.
How's he break?
After a season of perfect kicks. So at halftime, the score remains Duke 7, State 6. State behind 7-6, and how those two missed kicks by Jim Garvey.
What now? The game. Oh, poor Chip, he's been way off.
We all have.
Park it for me, would you, George? I'll meet you in the stands later.
Camera one, give me a shot of the crowd. Camera two, hold that shot of Harrison on the bench.
Come back, five. You're going to include both huddles on your opening shot. Four, stand by tight with the quarterback and a mat. A little tighter on four. Stand by the mat now.
Excuse me.
Nancy, what is it?
It's important.
I don't have time. I'll have to wait until after the game. Take four, Matt.
That might be too late. It involves Chip Garvey.
Nancy, it's going to have to wait. I'm busy now. Videotape two is breaking up.
Let me check that.
Engineering, watch videotape two. I'm worried about it.
I'll go back and see what's wrong.
Put three on the line.
From his own 33-yard line, Jeffries wants to get something going. He takes the snap. Fades. Moves complete.
All right, 10 seconds to commercial. Evan, drift to the right on that shot and do it on the count. 8, 7, 6. A little faster, Evan. 4, 3, 2, 1. Freeze, Evan. Tape black.
Commercial rolling.
Look, I know how busy you are, but it's terribly important. I have to see that girl you showed on TV during last week's game.
What is it, Miss Lib talking to me again? What's up?
Please, is it possible for you to rerun a shot of her for me?
It's possible. We've got the history tapes back in the videotape room, but I haven't the time.
The whole game might depend on it.
What are you telling me, Nancy? Today's game depends on a spectator shot of some girl in last week's game?
Well, sort of. I have to see if I can recognize any of the people that were with her. It's very important. It's vital. If you don't
show... bring people like this into my life. All right, Nancy. Tell me exactly when it took place.
It was just before Chip Garvey's last field goal. It was the final minute of the game.
Okay, sit down over there. Merritt, put up the videotape reel from last week's game, spin all the way down to the end of the game, 1 minute before the sound of the gun, and screen the field goal for Nancy. And Merritt, help Nancy.
Hey, it's in the bag. You can start spending your money.
Yeah. We're watching the game here, too, Pete. We're getting a little worried.
What do you mean, worried? He missed the field goal, didn't he?
Yeah, but we just got word that he hustled his whole family out of town.
Where to?
That's what we want to know. And maybe this girl, Nancy Drew, you know, the one you told us not to worry about. Maybe she knows why he sent his whole family away.
Hey, he's scared, that's all. He's probably just making sure that we don't ask him to throw another game.
Pete, there's enough money riding on Newton to win this game to finance Chicago. Now, you said you had the whole thing handled. Everybody believed you. It better be true, Pete.
Don't worry about it. We're ahead thanks to Garvey. Came down to another field goal. We own it.
Johnny put Merritt Slomo on the preview monitor for Nancy. All right, camera one, tight on the quarterback.
Okay, move in slower.
Camera three on the clock. Camera six, stay with Chip Garvey. Isolate camera two to videotape machine one.
Stop. Back it up again. Stop. He did know, Paula. He was lying. What's the fastest way to the field?
The blimp, my dear. You drop straight down.
And I'll show you how to get to the field.
Oh, thank you.
Sounded important.
It is.
Here, you need this to get past the guard. I'll show you how to get down to the field.
You just keep your eye on that girl, Nancy Drew,
Just follow the arrows down there. Be careful they keep the lights loaded.
Then.
Yeah.
Takes the handle. Up the middle. Touchdown. It's a tie ball game, 13-13. A kick can change the situation right now. And let's not forget the earlier missed kicks by State, gaining importance with every passing minute. Bradley's kick is good. And there you have it. Newton has assumed a 14-13.
Nancy, wait up. It's Pete. Nancy, where are you?
All right, put camera 5 on the line. Cameras 1 and 2, freeze right there. I want to go quickly between camera 1 and 2. What is happening on camera 4? Preview camera 4. What is Nancy up to now? 4, stay away from that. Get away from it and stay away from it. Take 6.
Little less than 1 minute left to the end of the season for one of these teams in a trip on New Year's Day to the Big Bowl for the other. Option play. Pitch out, Jeffries to Rowe, left side, he can fly, he's finally hit, out of bounds on the 32-yard line.
25 seconds to go.
There's the handoff to Peters, he moves up the middle, good yardage to the 22-yard line.
All right, guys, 10 seconds left.
Is letting the clock run out, time out.
Nancy, what are you doing here?
I have to tell you something, Paula Clark may not be dead.
I saw her grave.
Is that why you sent your mother and your brother out of town? Is that why you missed that last kick?
Listen, I don't care what you think about me, but I didn't miss that kick on purpose. I'd never throw a game. Some people miss sometimes. That was just my time.
It's all yours, pal. The coach says we're going for 3.
It's only second down.
The coach doesn't want to take a chance on the fumble.
Good luck on that kick.
If I miss, who's going to believe me?
And so here we are, folks. Just 10 seconds left. State calling upon its ace, its trump card, its mainstay of the season, Chip Garvey, for one last field goal attempt. The 3 points, an absolute must now. All other options have run out. Chip Garvey's toe will tell the difference for State. A 14-13 loss if he misses, but a 16-14 victory if he can come through and make it. There's the step, the kick. It's good. Garvey has hit the 32-yard field goal. Overton State moves out front, 16-14 over Newton. What a football game! This stadium is going crazy. He's done it. As the clock runs out, State wins 16-14.
What's going on?
Well, maybe you can fill us in on what Pete left out.
I don't know what you're talking about, Nancy.
Look, I know how you framed Chip. You slipped him a Mickey, and you made him think that he killed Paula here. He told us about the gambling. But what I don't figure is how you could do that to Chip.
I was broke.
But what about your inheritance and your house?
In hock, up to my attic. I blew it all gambling. I didn't know how to get out of the mess I'd gotten myself into.
So you framed your best friend.
Ah!
You're back. How did it go?
Great. I feel a lot better. I told the school everything.
Good for you. Looks like Ben and Pete did the same to the police.
What's going to happen to them?
Well, they and Paula Clark face some serious charges. Falsifying a death certificate, lying to the police, trying to fix a football game. Won't go easy with them.
What about Chip?
Well, you were an accessory to all of this, but at least you didn't compound the mistake by attempting to throw the game. And since you're going state's evidence and there was no real harm done, my guess is that you'll get off with a suspended sentence and a long probation.
Well, you'll be able to finish school. And the big game's only in 2 weeks.
I'm out of that. The school won't let me play in the bowl game. Frankly, I don't really deserve it. I should have called the police as soon as I thought Paula was dead, and then reported the attempt to fix the game. I don't think I'll ever get over it.
You already have. You know, there's an old saying. When you swim with sharks, you either get eaten or you become a shark yourself. You've gone one better than that. You've become your own man. It's much more important than any point after touchdown. Reminds me of the old salt who found himself a young wench in Hong Kong.
Skipper, we're not out to sea.
Right, Mr. Drew. Now back to the Hong Kong story. Oh, don't worry, Mr. Drew. I'm going to clean it up here and there. There was this old salt who'd been out in the brine for 8 months or so. We'll be right back.